It's 3-1, guys. We're back with our blogcast wrap, volume number 3, which is What Are We Drinking Now? It's Scott.
I'm Terry.
Steve-O.
All right, what we're going to do in these, this is your first time with us, we review what we're drinking now, not just a specific variety or varietal.
Little quick shout-outs.
Giving
props to what we're drinking. Well done, Steve-O.
Yeah, new microphones.
Didn't know you were a tenor, Steve, though.
I'm not.
New microphones, and we're not that loud, so I appreciate all the comments we've gotten from all of our email fans saying, buy microphone clips, buy new microphones. So.
Yeah. I think we should also just thank all of our fans around the world.
Yes.
Not just around the United States.
Denmark, Luxembourg, Canada, UK, Scotland.
Yeah,
special thanks to Luxembourg, who's put us on the top.
Killing in Luxembourg.
We're doing very well there.
Kenny-chan, arigato gozaimashita. Nata no yuna kite wa namshu. Nata tachi no programa wa mechi yu. Yeah, moshiru gashu ne.
Are you pandering to the Japanese iTunes fans?
I was, yeah,
because we have no representation.
What the fuck, J-League, baby? Pop in. What's up, B-Hot?
And Steve-O knows Japanese, so therefore...
Ichi, ni, san, chi... So I'll just stop, so... So anyhow, rolling into this, T-Bone, what have you been drinking lately, babe?
Valentin Bianchi Cabernet Sauvignon.
The Familia.
The Familia, 2002. This wine, hands down, one of my favorite cabs in this price range. This one has a finish on it, which I think is rare to find in a bottle under $20. It also has a little bit of cocoa and spice to it.
Cocoa.
One of my favorite bottles of wine, especially an everyday bottle.
Polo.
And Steve-O, what's the price on this one?
$15, $16.
The second one I want to go into real quick is the 2002 Connor Park.
I wouldn't interrupt you because I sold this to you, so goddamn it, I like the props.
No, but this was hands down one of the favorite Shirazes I've had all year.
Really?
Honest to God. And then the funny thing is when you look at it, you pick up the bottle, and they're not using the most expensive glass.
No.
It is a cheap bottle they're using. Labels, nondescript. And then you pick it up, and you don't feel like you're really picking up anything of substance.
Right.
I really wasn't looking forward to it almost. I was like, I'll try it. Tried it one night with my wife. I loved the dense berry flavors you get with this. Typical fruit. A lot more fruit than I think you'd find in most Shirazes. Ends with a lot of spice.
Would you say it was better for... Here's a good thing to find on our blogcast. Tell people, is it better for just drinking or better for with food?
This one, I think it's both, but this one, I think I would just love to just. I honestly love this bottle of wine. Usually, my wife and I will open a bottle. Usually, she has one glass.
Mm-hmm. And you have 3.5.
And I have 3.5, which usually finishes it. Or. There's some nights, where she'll,
Well, she weighs 90 pounds, so what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, but...
she's 14.
and a half, man. 14 and a half. But there's a lot of bottles that I don't like finishing. I'm like, I don't care if I, vacuum it, seal it, drink it the following day.
Yeah.
This one, to me, I loved it.
Right.
Freaking loved it.
Now, mind you, also...
I loved it.
Terry, here's the thing that's important for... You're telling these people this... I'm selling right now for $15.
It's a $30 bottle.
$25.
Yeah.
For $25, would you still buy it?
I honestly would because I really, really like this bottle. Scott has been drinking a lot of
Swill
lately.
I was down in Puerto Rico, and I have to give a shout out to Cesar and Joel at Prime 787 in the posh. Ever so posh Ritz-Carlton Hotel. We had a 96 Joseph Duhan.
Joseph Johan.
Druhan.
Johan.
Yeah, again, I'm bushy here, mispronouncing.
Joseph.
That was just awesome.
Johan.
Had a 98 Dom Perignon, which I got to tell you, that's got to be one of my favorite champagnes of all time.
But you're not a champagne guy.
I'm not a champagne guy.
You know what? You are a Dom Perignon guy, though.
You could have your Veuve Clicquot.
But 96 is the year. 98 is good, but 96 is the year.
It was any of the Dom Perignons. I mean, I got engaged.
Did you have that before or after dinner?
Started with that, then went into the Joseph...
Joanne.
Then we rolled into a 99...
And by the way, let's spell that out. It's D-R-O-U-H-I-N.
And then we rolled into a 99 Chateau Mouton Rothschild, which was just awesome. Had some fillets. It was great. And then actually back to the Burgundies, had the Louis Jadot.
It's like an you get your edumacation.
I'm from being schooled.
It was great though. You need to say that because a lot of people are like, what the hell? If somebody says Jadot, I mean, how do you spell Jadot? Is that Z-H? I mean, no. When you say Jadot, it's J-A-D-O-T. So.
J-A-D-O-T, I agree. And then we also had a Balmero, which was just awesome. There's a little flip-flop back and forth between the wait staff wondering which you like better, but the Balmero was awesome.
All right, so like, we're going to come back to you because...
Steve, what have you had?
We did an entire podcast on the Côte d'Aron, the Les Affalants. You remember that?
Yes.
We did everything. So I drank the rosé for $10. The rosé. Remember the blends they did? I drank the rosé wine. And for $10, I'm telling you right now, it kicks ass. So first of all, people are going to say, well, hey, rosé, that's why the hell am I drinking rosé? Great question. Rosé is a great drinker. It is a phenomenal food wine. For me, here's the reason why you want to drink a rosé. You're not quite a wine drinker. I'm sorry, you're not quite a white wine drinker. Or you want you're a red wine drinker, but it's hot, and you want something a little bit more refreshing. And you're kind of in between. Anyway, this to me, it had a little bit of spice that we're used to from the Grenaches and the Syrahs. It has a little bit of spice finish, but it's rosé. It's chilled. It's refreshing. It's crisp. It's fruity. It's just a phenomenal wine. It is a great light, fruity wine. I served it at Thanksgiving with ham. It was fucking fantastic.
Does it taste great, or is it less filling?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Just yes.
So anyway, it was rosé. And by the way, we're going to be doing a podcast on rosés because these guys are like looking at me like, I might as well.
Well, last time around, last podcast, we had the Pack Sellers Rosé. Which is a boutique rosé,
and it's so. You know what? It's a cool.
They got
bottle,
a bottle
actually.
For each of you too.
Yeah.
So.
No. So by the way, so let me differentiate between the Pax was really fruity, the Lelève Affalant was definitely more. It was more elegant, crisper.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
How do you serve a rosé?
Chilled. Like a good white wine, not too cold. The problem with all of us as Americans, we drink our reds.
Green goes.
Reds too warm, whites too.
White's too cold, too reds cold. Too warm. Rosé you serve,
put it in the refrigerator, pull out maybe 2 or 3 hours.
An hour.
An hour beforehand, then open.
We're slightly chilled. Slightly chilled.
Huh, cool.
And
not that I drink rosés all the time.
Oh no! But by the way, they're
who
fun.
Does?
Yeah, who really does?
And
Steve was trying to get us there.
No. I mean,
I'm just giving you
by
crap.
By the way, that was my first. I'm ready to give up the table for you guys. Ready to talk about the next wine you want to talk about?
One of the great wines I had was the 2003 Turley Wine Cellars Hain Vineyard. Check out the maturity on this. This thing will last for. This will outlive
years.
The bulk of the people listening to this podcast.
It'll outlast your first liver.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You'll be calling up China saying, how are the prison camps? You got any livers? So, having said that, Dare, what's up with you, man?
Charles Simicki makes some of the best Australian wines. And
03 or 04?
This is an 03.
Oh, the Shiraz?
Yeah.
Well, we got the 04. We're selling the 04 right now. So.
And this is the Trump Shiraz?
The Trumps, yeah. We got the 04 right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And... this is about a $17 bottle of wine,
yeah, it is. Yep.
And I paid $14, I think, for it. I think it was on sale.
$14.99.
Simicki's been one of my favorites.
Yeah, Simicki or Chimicki?
Chimiki. There's no CH though. It's just CII.
By the way, that'd be great. By the way, I'd love for somebody from Australia to let us fucking know whether it's Chimiki or Chimiki.
I don't think I've ever purchased a bottle and have been unhappy with it. Very value conscious pricing. Great buy. This one to me, what I like a lot about it is it's your typical Shiraz. Tons of blackberry, tons of spice, big, full. I had this with my wife. I made steaks. And
I thought you were going to say you made babies. So.
No.
Right.
The three wines I've thrown out there tonight, two of them are Shirazes, and that's usually going to be the case with me because that's what I like drinking. So
Crikey.
But what I recommend, definitely get the Simiki. And also, if you can find Connor Park... there were over only 200 cases made of the Connor Park.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
So then we currently marking that shit.
Yeah, that's a pretty, yeah. So in the Chicagoland area, at least there's places you can find it.
And by the way, they can order it online.
Yeah, WineZap, Wine Searcher. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of emails saying, how can I find this wine? Wine Search or WineZap.com.
Somebody asked about LeJoie, how they can get that.
Yeah.
I just got 12 cases today.
Oh, actually, right now we're drinking the Sequoia Grove 2002 right next to Cake Bread. They've got like the big wood barrel right on the main highway in Napa. This is the Sequoia Grove Cabernet 2002 that we're drinking.
Isn't this amazing how well it drinks?
How much is this?
Right around 30 or less.
Yeah, right around 30. I think that's a good call.
That's right. My point is this.
Rutherford, California.
Isn't it amazing how it's not very aromatic compared to what we just had?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Compared to the Malbecs.
Big
difference. The one thing about the Malbecs is that, like I said, the aromatics just jump out at you. This is a really good cab, but I'm just saying, I mean, it just does not have that aromatics that we had before. But
so having said that, should we wrap this puppy up?
No. Whoa. No. Hell no.
Okay.
I just had... And we just brought in a really cool wine. Personally, it's a rock star wine, and it's called Pop Star. P-A-P, like Chateau Neuve de Pop.
Wow.
Pop Star. It's by Kunin, K-U-N-I-N. I think they're out of Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, right around that area. Anyway, they do a Syrah. They do a really nice Viognier, but they did it's called Pap Star, and it's only $17, and it's a Chateau Neuve de Pop.
Did you just say Pap Smear?
Pap Smear. It's called Pap Star, P-A-P Star, P-A-P-E.
Right.
Star. Anyway, it's Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvedre. It's a blend, and it's $17. It's a 2004, and it's a readily available, or it's a very great introduction to a Rhone blend.
How much?
I really liked it. $17. I would definitely buy it if I couldn't buy a few other Rhone blends. But it's a really nice wine. Had great fruit, real nice dark cherry. It was medium-bodied. It had some nice, almost burgundy sort of Pinot Noir nuances about it in the aromatics. But it was definitely – it was really approachable. It was not – you know, it wasn't like really – like it wasn't a show-off wine. It was just really nice, enjoyable. It was complex in the flavors, but it was really, really nice. And the last one I want to talk about.
What else is in the trunk?
That's it. I'm talking dessert wine. Dessert wine. First time ever. Three Wine Guys. Sorry, I just raised my voice. I probably just blew out the thing.
No, you're fine.
First time ever. Three Wine Guys. Off of what we're going to do this one time. Dessert wines. And I had out of, from Mount Horrocks out of Australia, I had one of their late harvest Riesling.
From Australia?
Late harvest Riesling. Right. Now, this thing goes for about $30 retail. And right now we're selling for $13 for half bottle.
Wow.
And this is fucking fantastic. I'm going to say a word to you guys, and it might sound like I'm being pretentious, but the word is cloyingly sweet.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Cloyingly sweet. Wines, they're too viscous. They're too heavy. They're just – they have too much thickness to them, whatever. Anyway, what was great about this wine is that it still had wine qualities about it as a dessert wine, but it had that great sweetness. This is not a wine to drink with dessert. This is a drink, a wine to drink instead of dessert. It had really nice, really nice balance. It wasn't just not too sweet, but it was tropical. It had this really nice mango and pineapple and lemon and a little bit of creme brulee vanilla to it. Just unbelievable. This wine always is always rated over 90 plus with Spectator and Parker. And it's, I got 6 bottles left at 13. I'm going to buy them all next. You know, within the next week. So
I think we should let our listeners know. I keep talking about, I want to say viewers, but because that viewers? Camera turned yeah. that thing off.
Yeah, well,
that'll be later.
Well, if the blackout scenario's on you, baby, why don't you pull your pants up?
Of the wines you talked about tonight, what wine amongst any others at regular retail price would you buy?
The Connor Park.
For 25.
I would buy that. I love that.
I would buy that early. In a second.
Well, you can't find it, but anyway, okay, fine.
Okay, another one I had, though, that was really, really good that I don't know if it's available is the Rivers Maria. It's Pinot Noir out of Sonoma. I thought it was really good for the bottle, $50-$60. Good Pinot, though. Very, very good. So, having said that, please, please go to our website, 3wineguys.com.
It has all of our notes from all of our podcast shows on there.
And it's free. Don't cost nothing, man.
Don't cost nothing.
And check it out. Also, we got some 3wineguys gear there, and we're going to be coming out with some cool
No, and for those who want to stick around, we're going to do the face-to-body ratio. We're going to have a little discussion if you guys want to hear about that. So stick around.
That'll be on the podcast, blogcast wrap, too. Yeah.
And a new website is going to be coming maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah, whatever. Look, you guys did a great job.
Coming soon.
I've been working on it. Been learning to go live.
That's it. Let's close it out. I want to talk about this.
All right.
So let's close it out. Let's go.
We'll be back in a few, babe.
Late.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Employco presents Great Moments in Freedom.
General Roosevelt! Oh, the Rough Riders are ready to charge the hill, sir.
Bully, Sergeant, bully! But these insurance claims have me tied up in knots, and I haven't even begun to fight with the payroll.
But, sir, you
Sorry,
have to...
Sorry, boy, San Juan Hill will just have to wait. Oh. I still have to find better health insurance rates for the boys and figure out this blasted vacation schedule. This is going to take some time.
But, sir, the Rough Riders... Where? Hey, maybe if you bring in those troops from over at Employco.
Employco?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Oh, that's because they speak softly but carry a big stick.
Mm.
They handle employee benefits, payroll, human resources, workers' comp. So you can do what you do best, sir. You can call them on your way down the hill.
Bully, Sergeant, bully, Employco. Now, this is what I call a great moment in freedom.
I'll tell the man.
Speak softly and carry a big stick. I kind of like that. Maybe I can use it somewhere.
Great Moments in Freedom from Employco. Call us at 800-459-9800 and give yourself the freedom to succeed. Call 800-459-9800 or visit employco.com.